Astu, we will get started. We'll start with our prayer and then the Gita by Murugan Sharma ji today. Astu. So we'll start with our prayer first. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मावित्विषामहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः अस्तु सो वी विल नौ डू अवर् गीतं लेट् मी अन्म्यूट् एकनिमिषं महोदय महोदय अस्तु महोदय मुरुगन शर्माजी महोदय प्लीज कंटिन्यू
यस यस मनसा सततं रमणीयम् वससा सततं वदनीयं लोहहितं मम करणीयं मनसा सततं रमणीयं वससा सततं वदनीयं लोहहितं मम करणीयं न भोगभवने रमणीयं न च सुखशयने शयनीयम् न भोगभवने रमणीयं न च सुखवशयने शयनीयम् अग्निसं जागरणीयं लोहहितं मम करणीयं मनसा सततं स्मरणीयं वससा सततं वदनीयं लोहहितं मम करणीयं न जातु दुःख गणनीयं न च निजसौख्यं मननीयं कार्यक्षेत्रे ध्वरणीयं कार्यक्षेत्रे ध्वरणीयं लोहहितं मम करणीयं लोहहितं मम करणीयं दुःखसागरे धरणीयं कष्टपर्वते चरणीयं दुःख सागरे धरणीयं कष्टपर्वते चरणीयं विभक्तिविबिने प्रमणीयं विभक्तिविबिने प्रमणीयं लोहहितं मम करणीयं मनसा सततं स्मरणीयं वससा सततं वसनीयं लोहहितं मम करणीयम् गगनादन्ये घनान्धकारे बन्धुजनाये सिदा गह्वरे तत्र मया सञ्चरणीयं तत्र मया सञ्चरणीयं लोहहितं मम करणीयं लोहहितं मम करणीयं मनसा सततं स्मरणीयं वससा सततं वदनीयम् लोहहितं मम करणीयं लोहहितं मम करणीयं लोहहितं मम करणीयं धन्यवादः महोदय
अस्तु महोदय धन्यवादः
सो हादित् महोदय ओन्ली हादित् वॉइस वॉइस हादित्
यस वॉइस इज रिकॉर्डेड महोदय
ओके यू हादित् ओके देन ओके ओके
यस महोदय अस्तु महोदय सो लास्ट् वीक् वी हेड् सीन् षष्ठी विभक्ति एण्ड्
सर् ऐ हेव् अ सम् क्वश्चन्
आं भगिनि Yes, Bhagini.
that the homework, which is has this ghati, nari, where the words are stopping with the bada e ki matra, so how it will turn into Srishti Vibhakti, that I am finding a little difficult.
Okay, Bhagini. So, you are able to see the screen right now, right?
Yeah.
So, we have Vellani. Vellani will become Vellanyaha. We have Nadi. It becomes Nadyaha. So, similarly, so, Vellani... Okay, we will see that also. I think we have written here. So, Sita is become Sitayaha. Similarly, Bala is becoming Balayaha. So, Nadi is becoming Nadyaha. So, Ikara is going and it is becoming Dyayaha. Similarly, for Vellani, let me see if it is here. Yes, Devi, okay, this is Sambodhana. Okay, I will see if it is available here. Yeah. Nadi is becoming Nadyaha. Bhavati is becoming Bhavatyaha. Similarly, the Nadi and Yaha are joining. Whatever the Ikara was there for example, in this the consonant is the. The is becoming the. It is not becoming the. The plus a is becoming the. So the halantam consonant plus yaha is what is joined together. We are getting nadyaha. Similarly, bhavati is becoming bhavat plus yaha, bhavatyaha. Lakshmi is becoming lakshmi plus yaha, lakshmiyaha.
So ghati will become ghatya.
Ghatyaha.
Okay. And then Nari will become Narya.
Astu Bhavani. Yes, Narya will become Yah.
Okay.
It will become Lekhanyah.
Lekhanyaha.
So that is how it is going to become. Lakshmi will become Lakshmiyaha.
So the badi iki matra will vanish, yeah?
Yes, Bhagini. The badi iki matra is going away and the previous consonant on which the badi iki matra was available, that consonant is taken as halantam and halantam or the half, half of it. And yes. So, we are doing ma here. It is not complete ma. It is ma. So, ma plus yaha. Lakshmiyaha. Similarly, as you said, nari. Nar yaha. Nar. So, the rakara is not called as rakara in Hindi or Sanskrit. It is called as repa. So, it is going as nar yaha. The ra is coming on yaha. Nar yaha. So, that is what is happening.
Thank you, sir.
Astu Bhagini.
Hello. Sir, also I have one query, sir.
Haan, Bhagini.
In case of Kaikai, the word itself is ending with ya. So will it be double ya or just single ya?
Kaikaiyaha. So it is going to that half ya. Yeah. Kaikaiyaha.
Okay, so it will be year to year, double year.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Amal. So, let me mute the conference for a while and then... So just as we have seen, this is another slide that we can practice for Ikaranta. So Kuntiyaha Patihi Pandurajaha Devaki Devakyaha. So it is Kyaha Devakyaha. So Iki Matra is going and we have Kakaranta Devakyaha Patihi Vasudevaha Parvati Parvatyaha Patihi Shivaha. दम्यन्ती दम्यन्त्याः पतिः नलः कण्णगी कण्णग्याः पतिः कोवलः so that is how this is going to happen similarly we have another slide here for let me see this yes we have it here so all of these are mostly ikaranta strilinga shabdah so just observe this bhagini so what has happened to bhagini in shashti vibhakti the roopam it has taken is or the form it has taken is bhaginyah so ikaranta is going away and the nakaranta is becoming the halantam or the half of it bhaginyah similarly it will be to bhagine so sure so sure I'll try to post that as well I'll try to write it and post it on our whatsapp chat or I'll try to send it on our email address okay I will try to do this for about 5 to 10 words I will post it okay I'll do that astu bhagine and similarly some of the words homework will be anyways posted on our website so the updation will be happening on the document that I showed you last week all our homeworks for abhyasa pustakam and some of the words that I am giving will be posted on the document itself okay the breakage I will anyways post it on our whatsapp group or on our email address I'll show that okay astu so we had seen pustakam pustakasya this is again like akaranta pumlinga shabdah that is how the shashti vibhakti will work out for nakaranta sanatakaranta napunsakalinga shabdah also so pustakam will become pustakasya pushpam will become pushpakasya pushpasya sorry pushpasya phalam will become phalasya vyajanam will become vyajanasya so on and so forth so these are the words for akaranta napunsakalinga shabdah as well okay gruhasya dwaram phalasya bijam mitrasya patni vahanasya chalakah mahabharatasya adhyayah pustakah pustakasya putah chalanachitrasya nati patrasya varnah patrasya sutram vastrasya वस्त्रस्य सूत्रं पुष्पस्य पुष्पधानी जीवनस्य लक्ष्यं मन्दिरस्य परिसरः क्षेत्रस्य कूपः उद्यानस्य पुष्पं सो दिस् इस् हौ द षष्ठी विभक्ति आफ् अकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः विल् बि अकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः सो सिमिलर्ली फार् हौ डु वि यूस् फार् दिस् shabdas like eshah sah eshah will become etasya sah will become tasya right and kah will become kasya eshah etasya sah tasya kah kasya this is how the word transformation will happen in the shashti vibhakti eshah swami vivekananda एतस्य नाम स्वामी विवेकानन्द सः कः सः छत्रपतिशिवराजः तस्य नाम छत्रपतिशिवराजः सो सः कस्य नाम छत्रपतिशिवराजः एतस्य अर्थस्य तस्य नाम छत्रपतिशिवराजः सो सिमिलर्ली एषः एतस्य कस्य सो सिमिलर्ली वी हव् सीन् दिस् एण्ड् दिस् इस् हौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु अड्रेस् एतस्य फलम् एतत् फलम् एतस्य नाम आम्रफलम् रैट् भारतदेशः एतस्य नाम तस्य नाम कस्य नाम भारतदेशः तस्य नाम भारतदेशः सो दिस् इस् हौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु अड्रेस् दि वर्ड्स् एण्ड् फार् फेमिनैन् जेण्डर् वि हेड् यूस् एष एतस्याः सा तस्याः एण्ड् का विल् बिकम् कस्याः एषा बालिका एतस्याः नाम राधा सा बालिका तस्याः नाम गीता right? So this is how we are going to see for feminine gender or strilinga. Esha, etasyah, sa, tasyah, sa, gayika, tasyah nama, Lata Mangeshkar Bhagini, right? That is how we are going to address the name here. Similarly, Esha ka, Esha Kashi, etasyah nama Kashi, sa ka, sa nartaki, tasyah nama Manjula. Astu, similarly, Esha ka, etasyah nama ka, etasyah nama Gandhari. Astu, tasyah nama ka, tasyah nama Lakshmi. So we have seen all of these words and the rupams of these things, astu, and how they are going to behave for the male gender and the feminine gender. And we have seen the relationship also, right? Shardayaha patihi Ramakrishnaha. Similarly, Gandharyaha putraha Duryodhanaha. And similarly for these words, Vishramakakshaha. For Vishramakakshaha, we told how these words are going to be addressed. Deepaha ityukte lamp. Deepaha. Deepaha ityukte bulb or lamp. Dinadarshika. Now, Dinadarshika is actually here Akaranta Srilinga Shabdaha. Dinadarshika indicates calendar. Dinadarshika. And what does Dinadarshika looks like in Shashti Vibhakti? Dinadarshika Yaha. Dinadarshika Yaha. Deepaha will become Deepasya. Similarly, we have Dhvani Vistarakaha. Dhvani Vistarakaha. Dhvani Vistarakaha is the bell. Right? Dvani Vistarakasya, that will be the Shashti Vibhakti. Javanika, Javanika ityukte curtain. Javanika ityukte curtain. The Shashti Vibhakti will become Javanikayah. Similarly, we have Yupaha. Yupaha ityukte cup. Yupasya. Here we have Pustakani. It is actually the singular form will be Pustakam. And the plural form will become Pustakani. Singular form will become Pustakam. Plural form will become Pustakani, Bahuvachanam. Ekavachana rupam Pustakam, Bahuvachana rupam Pustakani. Vatanukulitam. Vatanukulitam ityukte air conditioner. Vatanukulitasya is what will become Shashti Vibhakti. Similarly, we have Akashavani. Akashavani ityukte radio, right? Akashavani ityukte radio. And the Shashti Vibhakti for this word will be Akashavanyah, right? Similarly, we have Samikaraha. Samikaraha is nothing but the iron box. Samikaraha is in first form. So for Shashti Vibhakti, or the sixth declension will become Samikarasya. Samikarasya. Similarly, we have Chalanaduravani. Chalanaduravani is mobile. Chalanaduravani is mobile phone. So Chalanaduravanyah. Right? Then we have Pinjaha. What is Pinjaha? Pinjaha ityukte, that is basically the switch. Pinjaha ityukte switch. Then we have Jalapatram. Jalapatram here is basically something that holds water. It is a jug here. Jalapatrasya will become Shashti Vibhakti. Jalapatram, Jalapatrasya. Similarly, we have Chashakaha. Chashakaha is something that we have learnt already. Chashakaha. Chashakaha ityukte glass. Chashakasya. Then Vartapatram. Vartapatram ityukte newspaper. Vartapatrasya will become Shashti Vibhakti. Then Dura Niyantrakaha. Dura Niyantrakaha is the remote. Okay. Dura Niyantrakasya will become the Shashti Vibhakti. Dura Darshanam is what is our television. Dura Darshanasya. Similarly, we have Sukhasandaha. Sukhasandaha is sofa. Sukhasandaha ityukte sofa. Sukhasandasya. Sukhasandasya will become the Shashti Vibhakti of it. So we have feminine gender and we have masculine gender and neuter gender words here. And we have seen the Shashti Vibhakti of these words also. So Vatanukulitam. Vatanukulitam is something that we have already seen earlier. Vishramakakshaha. Vishramakakshaha is resting room. Vishrama Kakshaha is our resting room. Astu? Astu. So, last week we have seen all of these. We have seen the Shashti Vibhakti for masculine, feminine and neuter gender. So, this week we will try to see how we are going to use verbs or action verbs or kriya padani. Padani is basically plural form or bahuvachana form. Kriya. Kriya is ityukte action. Kriya ityukte action. Padani ityukte words. That is what is padani. Kriya padani. Kriya padani is basically action verbs. Asto, and when we say uttama purushaha in Sanskrit, uttama purushaha ityukte first person. So generally here in Sanskrit the order is different. We always have uttama purushaha, madhyama purushaha and pradhama purushaha. That is how we have it. Uttama purushaha is the first person, madhyama purushaha is second person, and Pradham Parsa is third person. That is how it is going to be treated in Sanskrit. Astu. So, when we talk about Uttama Purushaha, here we say, Saha Gacchati. Saha Gacchati. Gacchati ityukte goes. Saha Gacchati. Gacchati ityukte goes. Or go. Gacchati ityukte go. So, Saha Gacchati. Kaha Gacchati. Saha Gacchati. सः किं करोति सः गच्छति सः किं करोति वाट् इस् हि डूयिङ्ग् सः किं करोति सः गच्छति 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 इत्युक्ते गो आर् गोस् सो इस् गोयिङ्ग् सः गच्छति हि इस् गोयिङ्ग् सः गच्छति हू इस् गोयिङ्ग् हि इस् गोयिङ्ग् कः गच्छति सः गच्छति सः किं करोति सः गच्छति सः गच्छति अस्तु सिमिलर्ली सा गच्छति सा गच्छति सो हियर इन थर्ड पर्सन वेन वी आर रेफरिंग टू द मैस्कुलाइन जेंडर और द फेमिनाइन जेंडर वी आर नॉट चेंजिंग एनीथिंग एक्सेप्ट फॉर द यूसेज ऑफ अवर प्रोनाउंस और सर्वनाम शब्द सह गच्छति सा गच्छति राइट सह गच्छति सा गच्छति ही इज गोइंग शी इज गोइंग ही गोस शी गोस अस्तु सः आगच्छति सः आगच्छति सो हियर वी हैव द ब्रेकेज ऑफ आ एंड गच्छति राइट आगच्छति 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 हियर इज व्हाट इज हैपनिंग टू आगच्छति हियर वी हैव गच्छति एंड आल्सो आ सो आ इज बेसिकली द प्रीफिक्स दैट हैज बीन एडेड टू गच्छति आगच्छति इज बेसिकली द प्रीफिक्स आ योगः गच्छति योगः इज मीन्स प्लस आ योगः गच्छति इज आगच्छति सः आगच्छति इज कमिंग ही कम्स सः आगच्छति सिमिलरली वी हैव सा आगच्छति सा आगच्छति सा आगच्छति मीन्स इज कमिंग शी कम्स दैट इज व्हाट इज सा आगच्छति अस्तु देन वी हैव सः पठति सः पठति सः किं करोति सः पठति पठति इत्युक्ते रीड्स ही इज रीडिंग ही रीड्स दैट इज व्हाट इज सः पठति सः किं करोति व्हाट ही इज डूइंग सः किं करोति करोति मींस डूइंग सः किं करोति सः पठति सः पठति सा पठति शी इज रीडिंग शी रीड्स सा पठति एक निमिषम So nothing happened. Ek nimsham. So I had somebody at the door, so I had to attend. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Astu. So saha pathati, sa pathati. He reads, she reads. Saha is he. Sa is she. So saha patati is he reads or he is reading. Similarly, we have sa patati is she reads or she is reading. That is sa patati. Saha patati, sa patati. Similarly, saha likhati. Saha likhati means she reads. Saha likhati. She reads or she is reading. Sa likhati. Saha is he reads or he is reading. Sa likhati is she reads or she is reading. That is what is, writing. I'm saying reading, right? Saha likhati. He is reading or he reads. Again reads. He is writing or he reads. Sa likhati. She is reading or she writes. Likhati means writing. Upavishati. Upavishati ityukte sitting or sit down. He sits. He is sitting. Saha upavishati. Upavishati. He sits or he is sitting down. Saha upavishati. Then we have sa upavishati. Sa upavishati. Upavishati ityukte sits. She is sitting. She sits. That is what is upavishati. Astu. Then we have sa uttishtati. Uttishtati is getting up. He gets up or he is getting up. That is sa uttishtati. Sa uttishtati. She is getting up or she gets up. That is what is uttishtati. Astu. Then we have saha khadati. Saha khadati. He eats or he is eating. Saha khadati. Sa khadati. She eats or she is eating. Sa khadati. Khadati. Saha khadati. Sa khadati. He is eating. He eats. Saha khadati. Sa khadati. She is eating or she eats. Saha pibati. Saha pibati. He drinks or he is drinking. Saha pibati. Sa pibati. She drinks or she is drinking. Saha hasati. He is laughing or he laughs. Saha hasati. Sa hasati. She is laughing or she laughs. Sa hasati. Saha kridati. Saha kridati. Kridati ityukte plays. He is playing or he plays. Sa kridati. She is playing or she plays. Sa kridati. Saha pashyati. Saha pashyati. He is seeing or he sees. Saha pashyati. Sa pashyati. Sa pashyati. She sees or she is seeing. Sa pashyati. Astu. So here we have two forms that we have seen. One is the masculine form and the feminine form. Now when it comes to the person, we had only seen the first person, right? Or the Uttama Purusha. Uttama Purusha is what we have seen. Now, if we want to look at the Pradhama Purusha, so we are going to say, Aham Pathami. So, Saha Patati, Aham Pathami. Sa Patati, Aham Pathami. Saha Patati, Aham Pathami. Sa Patati, Aham Pathami. So, there is no difference for masculine and feminine when it comes to the third person. Aham Pathami. Aham Pathami. Right? So, Pratham Purusha, it is Aham Pathami. Aham Pathami only. So, Balakaha Patati, Aham Pathami. Saha Patati, Aham Pathami. Sa Patati, Aham Pathami. Right? Ramaha Kridati. Aham Kridami. Ramaha Kridati. Aham Kridami. Sita Gayati. Aham Gayami. Sita Gayati. Aham Gayami. Sa Likhati. Aham Likhami. Bhavan Pibati. Aham Pibami. सः नयति अहं नयामि कृष्णः हसति अहं हसामि भवती आगच्छति अहम् आगच्छामि सो विल् आल्सो ट्रै टु लुक् एट् द मीनिङ्ग्स् हियर् रैट् अहं मीन्स् ऐ आम् अस्तु वि विल् ट्रै टु रिपीट् एव्रिबडि बालकः पठति
बालकः पठति
अहं पठामि अहं
पठामि
रामः क्रीडति
क्रीडति
अहं क्रीडामि सीता गायति अहं गायामि
गायामि
सा लिखति
लिखति लिखति
अहं लिखामि भवान् पिबति अहं पिबामि सः नयति अहं नयामि कृष्णः हसति अहं हसामि भवती आगच्छति अहम् आगच्छामि अस्तु सो पठति इत्युक्ते रीड् आर् टु रीड् रीड् आर् टु रीड् बालकः पठति सो बाय् इस् रीडिङ्ग् बाय् रीड् बाय् इस् रीडिङ्ग् बाय् रीड् अस्तु अहं पठामि पठामि
पठामि
अहं पठामि
एक्स्क्यूस् मी महोदय एक्स्क्यूस् मी महोदय
आं भगिनि सङ्गं भगिनि
महोदय महोदय यु सर् महोदय अहम् इस् प्रथम दट् इस् थर्ड् पर्सन् बट् इट् इस् रेफरिङ्ग् टु मी नो ऐ आम् नौ केन् इट् बि थर्ड्
पर्सन् सो उत्तमपुरुषः मध्यमपुरुषः प्रथमपुरुषः उत्तमपुरुषः इस् फार् सः सः अण्ड् sa is what is defined as uttama purushah in sanskrit madhyama purushah is tvam tvam is what would become madhyama purushah and pradhama purushah will become aham so that is how we are going to define it in sanskrit
महोदय महोदय अहम् उत्तमपुरुषः न वा
न भगिनि न महोदय इट् इस् नाट् उत्तमपुरुषः सो वे it is happening here is it is not that way the conjugations are different in sanskritam when we talk about uttama purusha is basically saha or sa that is what we will say as uttama purusha aham means I am, I. Aham means I.
Astu mahodaya.
Aham is pratham purusha, yeah?
Astu bhagini, astu.
Sir, what is nayati means?
Nayati means carry, to take, to carry. That is what nayati.
Thank you. Thank you.
So padhati here is to read or study. That is what padhati is indicating. Kridati, to play, playing. Gayati, to sing, singing. Likhati,
singing. Writing.
Likhati, writing. Pibati, pibati.
Drinking.
Nayati, carrying. Hasati, to laugh or laughing. Agachati, coming. Gachati, going. So we'll see all of this again. So when it comes to the way the conjugations are held is like this. Balakah pathati aham pathami. So as you see, there is akaranta for after the word th. It is pathati here, it is pathami. Similarly, kridati is becoming kridami. Gayati. Gayati is becoming gayami. Likhati is becoming likhami. Pibati is becoming pibami. Nayati is becoming nayami. Hasati is becoming hasami. Aghachati is becoming aghachami. Gachati is becoming gachami. So, pathati pathami, kridati kridhami, gayati gayami, likhati likhami, pibati pibami, nayati nayami, hasati hasami, agachati agachami. Saha pathati, balakah pathati, Ramah kridati, saha kridati, sa kridati, Sita gayati, saha gayati, sa gayati, sa likhati, Sita likhati, Ramah likhati, balakah likhati, sa likhati, bhavan pibati, bhavati pibati, balakah pibati, ramah pibati, lata pibati, saha nayati, sa nayati, bhavan nayati, bhavati nayati, sita nayati, ramah nayati, balakah nayati, balika nayati, krishnah hasati, radha hasati, sa hasati, saha hasati, sita hasati, krishnah hasati, bhavati agachati, bhavan agachati, sa agachati, sah agachati, ramah agachati, balakah agachati, balika agachati. Right, that is how we are going to use for the uttama purusha with respect to the verb. Similarly, here it becomes aham pibami. Any gender, aham pibami. Aham kridami, aham gayami, aham likhami, aham pibami, aham nayami, aham hasami, aham agachami. I am drinking, I am writing, I am eating. Astu, I eat, or aham pibami, I eat, I am eating. Aham kridami, I play, I am playing. Aham gayami, I am singing. Aham likhami, I write, I am writing. Aham pibami, I am drinking, I drink. Aham nayami, I am carrying, I carry. Aham hasami, I am laughing. I laugh. Aham agachami. Agachami. Going. I go. Astu. So that is
Mahodaya.
What we are going to. Amodya.
Bhavan, Bhavati. Bhavan, Bhavati. Yeah, don't know, it's second person. No, it is just in front of us. Balakaha, Ramaha, Balakaha, Ramaha, they are all third person. Bhavan, Bhavati.
How did we start our conversation? parichayah we are started with bhavatyah naam kim
yes what is your
bhavatah naam bhavatah naam sixth declension of the word bhavan and bhavati
mahodaya
atto so when we are using bhavan and bhavati here we are asking as this is not even coming in the madhyama purusha or it is not even coming in the pratham purusha it is like bhavatah is like what is your name what is his name it is just like we are asking what is your name
yeah.
we are not it was just like what is his name we are asking similarly with respect here we are asking with respect may I know your name
yes am mahoday
so that is how it is being addressed here
dhanyavaad mahoday dhanyavaad
am am astu mahoday so astu so next one is we will come back to these verbs as we go as we do it as we complete this particular slide for now these are the verbs that we are seeing so here again we'll just revise let me try to revise all of them gachati gachati means go he is going sah gachati he goes he is going gachati is go or he is going sa gachati she goes or she is going sah agachati saha agachati is he is coming right he comes that is what is saha agachati sa agachati sa agachati is she comes or she is coming saha patati patati is reading to read saha patati he is reading he reads sa patati she is reading or she reads saha likhati he is writing or he writes sa likhati she is writing or she writes saha upavishati upavishati sits he is sitting or he sits saha upavishati sa upavishati she sits or she is sitting saha uttishtati he stands up right he is standing sa uttishtati she is standing she stands or she is getting up she sa uttishtati saha khadati khadati eating or to eat he is eating he eats sa khadati 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 itukte to eat she is eating she eats saha pibati pibati he drinks pibati he is drinking he drinks sa pibati she drinks he is drinking saha hasati he is laughing or he laughs saha hasati sa hasati she laughs she is laughing saha kridati he is playing he plays saha kridati sa kridati she is playing or she plays saha pashyati she sees or she is seeing sa pashyati she is seeing he is seeing or he sees sa pashyati she is seeing or she sees okay so that is how we are going to form these verbs with respect to the uttama purushah when it comes to pratham purusha we are using ami or pathami aham pathami pat plus ami pathami aham kridami aham gayami aham likhami aham pibami aham nayami aham asami aham agachami pathati is becoming pathami kridati is becoming kridami gayati is becoming gayami likhati is becoming likhami pibati is becoming pibami nayati is becoming nayami hasati is becoming hasami agachati is becoming agachami so that is how the form of the word is being taken so next words that will also we will get introduced to is avashyakyam paryaptam and mastu avashyakyam means we want or we want paryaptam is enough mastu is no we don't need it that is what is mastu so avashyakyam avashyakyam means I need. Avashyakyam means I need more. I want more. Avashyakyam. Then we have paryaptam. Paryaptam means enough. I don't need more. Paryaptam. Astu. Then we have mastu. Mastu means no. I don't need any more. No. Mastu means no. Astu. So here we have a dialogue. Mahila is saying, madhuram avashyakyam va. Avashyakyam ityukte. Do you need madhuram? Do you need the sweet? Madhuram avashyakyam va is what is being asked by Mahila. Mahila is the stree. Purushaha, the male person, is saying, am avashyakyam. So, am avashyakyam. Avashyakyam ityukte, I need. Am, yes, I need. Mahila is saying, ithopi madhuram avashyakyam va. Do you need more of the sweet? Madhuram. Ithopi madhuram avashyakyam va. So Purusha is saying, na paryaptam, enough, na, no, enough. That is what is Purusha is saying. Mahila is asking, jalam avashyakyam va, do you need water? Jalam avashyakyam va. Purusha is saying, mastu, dhanyavada, no need, dhanyavada. Mahila's response is, swagatam, swagatam ityukte, welcome. Mastu. So there are three words here, avashyakyam, mastu, and paryaptam. These are the three words that we have here.
Is it avashyaka?
Avashyakyam. Avashyakyam.
But the word is written avashyakam. Avashyakam.
Avashyakyam. Okay. Avashyakam. Or sorry. Avashyakam. Avashyakyam, yakam, avashyakam, avashyakyam va. So madhuram avashyakyam va. So it is the complete ka. So avashyakyam va. Avashyakyam va. So avashyakam, avashyakyam, yakam. Oh, sorry. It is not yakyam. It is avashyakam. I'm sorry. Avashyakam. Madhuram avashyakam va. Aam avashyakam. Ithopi madhuram avashyakam va. Na paryaptam. Jalam avashyakam va. Mastu dhanyavadaha. Mahila is saying swagatam. Swagatam ityukte, welcome. So it is not avashyakyam, it is avashyakam. Avashyakam va. Madhuram avashyakam va. Aam avashyakam. Ithopi madhuram avashyakam va. Na paryaptam. Jalam avashyakam va. Mastu dhanyavadaha. Mahila is saying swagatam. So we'll try to do this, a small exercise on this. So we'll have two people here who will try to read this. Avashyakam, mastu, paryaptaha, dhanyavadaha, swagatam. Astu. Avashyakam, mastu, paryaptam, dhanyavadaha, swagatam. Astu. So
Vaidya Gita, can I start?
Astu Bhagini, and anybody else who would like to take the role of Ashoka?
Anji. Anji.
So is it Bal Subramanya Modya?
No, Shivakumar.
Shivakumar Modya. So Shivakumar Modya, please. Ashokaha. So Ashokaha will be done by Shivakumar Modya, and Acharya will be done by Geeta Bhagini. Geeta Bhagini.
Acharya. Namo Namaha. Adya Geeta Pathanam. Avashyakam Kim?
Aam. Avashyakam.
Avashyakam kim?
Aam, avashyakam. Nishchayena avashyakam. Acharya, Gita, Athanatya, kim, avashyakam.
Okay, the script is, I'll
avashyakam.
Bhagini, ek nimsham. So whenever, if you can, whenever you are trying to read that sentence, whatever has been understood, please explain it also. So adhya is not something that we have covered so far. So whatever is meaningful, please try to explain it.
गीता पठनम आवश्यकम किम गीता पठनम आवश्यकम किम आचार्य इज आस्किंग गीता पठनम व्हाई इट इज नीडेड टू लर्न
अस्तु सो नमो नमः इज आवर ग्रीटिंग नमो नमः इज आवर ग्रीटिंग अध्यः अध्याय इत्युक्ते टुडे गीता पठनम सो रीडिंग गीता आवश्यकम किम इज इट नेसेसरी टुडे इज इट नीडेड टुडे अशोक महोदय इज सेइंग आम आवश्यकम निश्चयेन आवश्यकम निश्चयेन मीन डेफिनेटली इट इज नीडेड आचार्य गीता पठनार्थम किम किम आवश्यकम गीता पठनार्थम सो व्हाट ऑल किम किम आवश्यकम गीता पठनार्थम गीता पठनार्थम मीन टू रीड गीता किम किम what is needed आवश्यकम अस्तु भगिनी आचार्य भगिनी
आचार्य गीता पुस्तकम आवश्यकम that means गीता पुस्तक you need
absolutely गीता पुस्तकम आवश्यकम
लिपि ज्ञानम आवश्यकम किम that is script
knowledge of the script is needed is it necessary
then krishna phalkam avashyakam kim
krishna phalakam avashyakam kim
Krishna,
the message of Krishna is important. No, Krishna Phalakam is blackboard. Krishna blackboard.
Blackboard. Blackboard is essential.
Krishna Phalakam mastu. Mastu, not needed.
Not needed.
Blackboard is not necessary. Krishna Phalakam mastu.
Blackboard is not necessary. Not needed.
Prakashaha. Mama. Shivakumar Mohan.
Prakashaha. Mama. Uchcharana deshaha asti. Bhavataha.
Uchcharana doshaha.
उच्चारण दोषः अस्ति दोषः अस्ति आचार्य
मम उच्चारण दोषः अस्ति मै प्रोनौन्सियेशन् इस् अ लिटिल् बिट् फॉल्टी भवतः सहायम् आवश्यकम् आचार्य ऐ वुड् नीड् युवर् हेल्प् फार् दिस् is what is Prakasha saying.
Vayam mastu. You don't worry. Aham sahayam karomi. I will help you.
Acharya iti vadati. Vayam mastu.
You don't worry. Aham sahayam karomi. I will help you.
Samichinam. Vayam atra ityukte. Vayam ityukte fear. No fear, don't have fear. Bhayam mastu, don't have fear. Aham sahayam karomi. I am going to help you. Aham,
help you.
I am sahayam. Sahayam is help.
Sahayam,
karomi. Help. Karomi. Going to karomi. Do help to you. Karomi.
Prakashaka. Shloka kanam kanta sthikaranam avashyakam kim? That is the
Shlokanam Kantasti Karanam Avashyakam Kim
Shlokanam Kantasti Karanam Avashyakam Kim See the
Mastu
एकनिमिषं पश्यतु लोकानां कण्ठस्थीकरणम् आवश्यकं किम् इत्युक्ते ईस् इट् नेसेसरि शुड् ऐ आक्चुलि बै हार्ट् द श्लोकास् सो कण्ठस्थीकरणम् इत्युक्ते बै हार्ट् श्लोकानां श्लोकानां श्लोकं श्लोकस्य श्लोकानां बहुवचनम् सिक्स्थ् डिक्लेन्शन् श्लोकं श्लोकस्य श्लोकानां सो श्लोकम् इस् द वर्ड् श्लोकस्य विल् बिकम् द सिक्स्थ् डिक्लेन्शन् श्लोकानां विल् बिकम् अवर् बहुवचनरूपम् आफ् श्लोकं श्लोक श्लोकस्य श्लोकानां कण्ठस्थीकरणं कण्ठस्थीकरणं मीन्स् बैहार्ट् आवश्यकम् आवश्यकं नेसेसरि आवश्यकं किम् अस्तु आचार्यः
पुस्तकम् आवश्यकं किं
अस्तु एकनिमिषं भगिनि देर् इस् बेक्ग्रौण्ड् नाय्स् लेट् मी mute everybody for a moment and then you can unmute yourself. So only Dr. Geeta Bhagini and Shivakumar Mahodaya, please unmute yourself because it is creating lot of unnecessary noise in the background.
Okay. So Prakashah, Mama Mastu.
Yes, sir. If you repeat it daily, that will anyways, you will remind. Tena swayameva shlokaha kantasthaha bhavanti. So, pratidinam parayanam paryaptam. So, if you recite it daily, that is enough. Tena swayameva shlokaha kantasthaha bhavanti. So, by doing this, that will get as bihatted. Bhavataha Gita pustakam avashyakam kim. Do you need the Gita pustak for this? Do you need the Gita book for this?
Prakashaha, mama mastu. Govindasya avashyakam. Govindasya avashyakam. Mama grihe vyakhyana sahitam pustakam asti. Anayami kim.
अस्तु सो मम मास्तु मम मास्तु इत्युक्ते गोविन्दस्य आवश्यकं गोविन्दस्य आवश्यकं नीडेड् फार् गोविन्दः गोविन्द व्याख्यानसहितं पुस्तकम् अस्ति व्याख्यानसहितम् इत्युक्ते कमेण्ट्रि व्याख्यान सहितम् इन्क्लूसिव् आफ् कमेण्ट्रि मम गृहे इन् मै हौस् व्याख्यानसहितं व्याख्यान व्याख्यान मीन्स् कमेण्ट्रि आफ् द श्लोकास् इन् दट् बुक् इस् अवेलेबल् व्याख्यानसहितं पुस्तकम् अस्ति आनयामि सो वाट् आर् यु टाकिङ्ग् अबौट् द बुक् सो शेल् ऐ ब्रिङ्ग् इट् शेल् ऐ क्यारि इट् आनयामि शेल् ऐ ब्रिङ्ग् इट् हियर् शेल् ऐ क्यारि इट् हियर्
मास्तु मूलमात्रं पर्याप्तं मास्तु डोण्ट् ब्रिङ्ग् मूलमात्रं पर्याप्तं दिस् इस् इनफ् means what we have Gita pustakam is enough
enough yes yes just the shlokas are enough
prakashaka astu acharyah dhanyavad thank you acharyah
astu acharya dhanyavadah
dhanyavadah Okay, Acharya. Swagatam. Pranams.
Swagatam, welcome.
Astu Bhagini. Astu, so in this conversation.
Dhanyavad.
Astu Bhagini. So let me give the answer. अस्तु सो वी हेव आवश्यकं मास्तु पर्याप्तं धन्यवादः एंड स्वागतम इन दिस कॉन्वर्जेशन राइट सो द ऑब्जेक्टिव ऑफ दिस कॉन्वर्जेशन इज टू नो हाउ वी हेव यूज्ड आवश्यकं मास्तु पर्याप्तं धन्यवादः एंड स्वागतम इन दिस कॉन्वर्जेशन अदर वर्ड्स आर रियली नॉट इंपॉर्टेंट एट दिस मोमेंट सो द कॉन्वर्जेशन इज अबाउट हाउ अ स्टूडेंट इज आस्किंग his teacher of how to read Gita, what all is needed to understand Gita, or how should I get the slokas that are there in the Gita. That is what the conversation is about between the student and his teacher. He is asking whether I should get the Gita or Bhagavad Gita and try to read them. How will I be able to by heart them? Should I get the book that is containing commentary? So the teacher says, all that is not needed. Just try to recite the. Just try to recite. Kim is written in two ways. Absolutely. So means we are asked, do you want me to bring it or what is it? That is what Kim is being. When you say Kim, okay, two ways in the sense that the Makaranta, or you are saying if I have to use the bindi over the key. That is what you are referring to, Bhagini. Okay, yes. So if both are equally good, but whenever, if it is ending like this, right, if it is not followed by the consonant, as you see here, avashyakam, he is written here with the bindi on ka, and avashyakam is written here just with the makaranta ending, right? The halantam makaranta is being used here. Similarly here, kim is being followed by the consonant. If it is followed by the swara, right, then we can write it as halantam makaram. So that is how the halantam makaram should be used. And when we are it is followed by a consonant, we will be placing the bindi here. That is the difference in which they are being used. Even please observe the avashyakam. Avashyakam is being used here with the bindi on top of the ka. But if it is ending, nothing is being used. Right? Or if it is followed by swaras, right? Then we are going to use it. Similarly, kanthasthi karanam. Please also observe kanthasthi karanam. Kanthasthi karanam is followed by akaranta. Absolutely. Here it is being followed by akaranta. So we can use makaranta here. But similarly, we have avashyakam is again the bindi on top of the ka, right? So here we are followed by the consonant.
Sir, but is there any difference in the pronunciation there?
No difference in the pronunciation. Avashyakam. It is the makaram only that is being pronounced, and it is coming from your nasal. Avashyakam, right? So the pronunciation is coming from your mouth only, but the nasal is also included when you are pronouncing. It is like the ending of the om, right? Om. When you do om, o is coming right from your belly, and ma is coming from your mouth and the nasal part. If you look at Hanuman and take his entire mouth and the nose part of it, that part, if you place it on our face, that much area is also covered for us to pronounce this makara. Okay? So kim. So ma is coming from the nasal as well as from your mouth. That is how the sound is going to come for makaram.
Sir, but in that Krishna Falakam, avakshakam, kim, that is also followed by swara, but there is ma is halant.
See, here, ma is halant. Krishna phalakam is followed by swara. In this second case.
No, but avashyakam.
Avashyakam
is followed. Yeah.
Avashyakam is followed, probably they have not used it properly here. This should be avashyakam with the bindi, because it is going to have the bindi here. Probably that could be a printing mistake here. Vastu? So elsewhere, so it is printed correctly. Avashyakam followed by kim. It is followed properly here. It is printed here properly. Similarly, avashyakam is again followed with kim here. It is printed properly.
Thank you.
Sir, when Acharya is asking Krishna Parakam Mastu, that should be also phalant, no?
No, Mahodaya. See, Krishna Phalakam is followed by Makaram. This is actually a consonant. This is not a... Right, this is not a swara. This is not a swara here.
Okay.
Okay, if it is a swara, we can use the makaram. After it is ending, ending of the sentence, it could be the makaram. Otherwise, we are going to use this form where we are going this in this.
Dhanyavaad.
Okay. So, Sangam Bhagini, did you get that? Except for one place where there is a printing, probably a printing mistake for this place, other places are written as per the rules that have been laid out.
So, sir, what I have understood, when the sentence is finishing, there the halant can, there can be a halant, or if the vyanjan is coming, then the halant will be.
Not Vinjan Bhagni, it is Swara.
Swara is coming, then the halant will be used. I am right?
Yes, Bhagni, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Haan, Bhagni. Astu, Bhagni. So that is how we are going to use the usage. So here, kim, this explains everything. So here, the bindi or the ka is followed by the consonant. So that is why there is no makaram. But here, kim. Avashyakam. So, kim avashyakam? Here, the makaram is followed by the swara. Akaranta swara. Right? So, dhirga swara. Yeah. Hence, we get the differentiation of how they are being used. Except for this place, I think this is a printing mistake, but it has been used properly elsewhere. That is how it is going to be.
Even here, it says, Mahode, Anilaha says, Aam,
Lipi Jnanam, so Makaranta, after what is, is followed, right? It is a Swara. So,
so
this could be Makaram.
The word Aam.
Aam is a word here. Aam here means yes. Aam means yes.
Yes.
So it is a word itself. It's a word itself. Atto Bhagni? Okay, so here also. The first question he asks, Namo Namaha Adhya. Adhya means today. Gita patanam avashyakam kim? Avashyakam, is it necessary today? So then comes the answer. Aam, yes. Avashyakam, it is there. It is needed. Nishchayena avashyakam. Now he asserts himself well. Nishchayena, it is needed definitely today. Acharya, Gita patanartham kim avashyakam. So, for to read Gita, kim, what all is needed, what else is needed, kim avashyakam. So that is how he is seeing, the question is posed to the teacher again. So, any other questions on this? So please also practice the Devanagari script, the script pronunciation and the sounds have also been produced. Have also been, not produced, I'm sorry, have been given to you on the email list, on our website also. If you find difficulties in pronunciation or where the sound is being pronounced, they are there on our website. Please try to refer them. The link that we posted on our email, go there. I also put on the Devanagari script link there. So you can refer to that link and see how the pronunciations are coming. Is it coming from the throat? Is it coming from the cerebral part? Or is it coming from the nose or the nasal part? So that is also there. It is available on that link that I have posted. So please try to see how these pronunciations are made. Astu, so if there are no questions, then we will proceed further. So what are the ways in which we are going to use the greetings in Sanskrit? So namaste, namaskarah. Namaste or namaskarah is what we say greetings, or we welcome somebody or we greet somebody. Suprabhatam, suprabhatam ityukte good morning. Suprabhatam ityukte good morning. Shubha sandhya is good evening. Shubha ratrihi is good night. Dhanyavadah, dhanyavadah is thank you. Swagatam is welcome. Mahodaya is to address somebody with respect. Mahodaya, mahodaye for madam or somebody to address respectfully for the feminine gender. Mahodaya for masculine gender. Mahodaye is for the feminine gender. Astu, suprabhatam. We already know this suprabhatam. This MS Subbalakshmi's Kausalya Supraja, so we already know the Suprabhatam, right? It is played in majority of the houses in the mornings. Not our generation though, we are not really so lucky, but the previous generation used to do this on a daily basis, switch on the radios or play it on the cassettes on a daily basis, and the senior generation definitely know by heart of how Suprabhatam is going. And then we have Subhasandhya. Subhasandhya indicates good evening. Shubha Ratrihi is good night. Dhanyavadaha, thank you. Swagatam, swagatam means also welcome, or response to thank you is also swagatam, right? We say welcome, you are welcome. Astu, right, Mahodaya, or Chintamastu. Chintamastu is no worries, no problem. Sometimes we also say, in response to thank you, we also say Chintamastu, right? No problem is also one way of addressing. Chintamastu is don't worries, no worries, that is what we respond. That is Chinta Mastu. Swagatam. Swagatam ityukte welcome. And Mahodaya is for the respect for the gender masculine, for the masculine gender. Mahodaye. Mahodaye is for the feminine gender. Astu. So that is how we have seen the words. Or we can say Manye also. Instead of Mahodaye, we can say Manye. Manye is for madam. Manye. Astu. Similarly, manyavar, manyavar or mahodaya, mahodaya or manyavar, manyavar for sir, to address somebody. So please means krupaya, krupaya. Some of these are not here. Ah, yes, it is here. Sorry. So astu is okay. Krupaya is please. Chinta mastu is don't worry or no, do not worry. That is what is chinta mastu. Kshamyatam, kshamyatam ityukte. Sorry. Anybody has a question?
Sorry. Sir, dhanyavadam is the wrong word?
Dhanyavadaha. Dhanyavadaha.
No. Sometimes you say dhanyavadam is no word, no? Vadam. There's no word.
Vadam is not, it is becoming napunsakalinga shabdaha. It is actually a dhanyavadaha is a pumlinga shabdaha. So dhanyavadam is not generally we come across.
Okay,
probably in language, yes, in colloquial sense, we kind of use it, dhanyavadam, we start saying in when the way we speak. So that is how it is getting used. But it is dhanyavadaha.
Thank you, sir.
Astu. Astu, Bhagini. Then we have krupaya. Krupaya ityukte, please. Krupaya. Then we have Chinta Mastu. Chinta Mastu is don't worry about it. Chinta Mastu. No worries. Chinta Mastu. Shamyatam. Shamyatam ityukte. Sorry. Shamyatam ityukte. Sorry. Punaha milamaha. See you later. So, after the end of the class, if I say punaha milamaha, means we will meet again. Samichinam uttamam. Samichinam uttamam. On our WhatsApp, we are using these words. Samichinam. Samichinam, right? Samichinam means very good or good. Uttamam also means good. Shubhadinam. All of us are being, we are using Shubharatrihi, right? Shubharatrihi. Generally after our class, we are wishing each other Shubharatrihi, indicating good night. Shubhadinam means good day. Am. Am means yes. Na. Na means no. Satyam. Yes, correct. So, right. So, we in our English conversations, right, correct. This is what we use. similarly it is satyam while we use it in Sanskrit. So in our conversation we can use satyam also. Similarly we have samyak. Samyak ityukte good. Uttamam means very good. Bhavan katam asti, this is something that we have not used. Bhavatah namakim is something that we have used. Bhavatah namakim, mama nama. Bhavan khatam asti. Khatam asti means how are you, how are you doing, how are you asti, how are you. Bhavan khatam asti. Bhavati khatam asti. Bhavati khatam asti, how are you. Bhavati khatam asti. Bhavantah khatam santi. Bhavantah khatam santi, how are all of you, or how are you doing, all of you, how are you doing. Bhavatyah, bhavatyah. So here one thing that bhavantah we have not seen this right now, or katham also we have not seen. Katham means, katham means how, katham means how. Bhavan we have already seen, bhavan we have seen, bhavatah we have seen, bhavati we have seen, bhavati. Bhavati means for feminine gender. Bhavati katam asti. Bhavantah means the plural form of bhavan. Bhavan, bhavantau, bhavantah. Bhavan is singular, bhavantau is two, and bhavantah is bahuvachanam. Ekavachanam, dvivachanam, and bahuvachanam. So bhavan, bhavantau, bhavantah. So how are, how you all are doing, that is what is bhavantah katam asanti. So asti is becoming santi. Asti is for singular, santi is for plural. Bhavantah katam santi, how are you all doing. Bhavantah katam santi. Bhavatyah katam santi. Bhavatyah for feminine crowd, or all who are females, then bhavatyah. Bhavati, bhavatyo, bhavatyah. Bhavatyah katam santi. If it is mixed crowd, then sarve katam santi. Sarve katam santi. Vayam samyak santi. Vayam means we all. If it is singular, aham samyak asmi. Aham samyak asmi. Bhavan katam santi. Aham samyak asmi. Bhavati katam asti. Aham samyak asti. Bhavan samyak asti va. We are all fine. Vayam samyak santi. Vayam. So we all are doing well. Vayam samyak santi. It will become vayam. We all. Vayam. Aham and vayam. Vayam means bahuvachanam. Aham means singular. We all will become vayam samyak santi. Asto. So this is how we are going to address these words. So we have Sita, Lata, Raghavah, Ajayah. So Sita and Lata. So Dr. Tangam Bhagni will become Sita. And we have Swarna Lakshmi Bhagni. She will become Lata. So please try to do this conversation.
Yes, Mahodaya.
Chamyadam Mahodaya, Murugappan Madami. This suddham, suddham, how we use that instead of
suddham ityukte, siddham ityukte, suddham ashuddham. Suddham means pure, or it is the right usage. Ashuddham means wrong usage, or it is impure. That is what is suddham and ashuddham.
So we cannot use as good and bad.
Suddham is actually, literally if you take it, is pure, suddham, right? So it will probably in our conversation we might use, but generally will not come across in the literature probably.
Dhanyavada Mahodaya.
Aam Mahodaya.
Yes, Mahodaya.
So, Angam Bhagni, you are ready?
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, Bhagni, you are audible. And
Swarnalakshmi Mahode,
you are audible.
Yes, yes, Mahodaya.
Astu Bhagni. So you are Lata Swarnalakshmi Mahode, and Tangam Mahode, you are Sita.
Okay, Mahodaya. Namaste, Mahode.
Suprabhatam.
Namaste. Namaste Kripaya. Agattu.
Agachatu.
Agachatu. Upavishatu. Namaste Kripaya. Agachatu.
Upavishatu.
Upavishatu.
Sita Bhagini.
What does it mean, sir?
Okay. Namaste Kripaya. Agachatu. So first Sita Bhagini said, Namaste Mahodaye. So Sita Bhagini is giving greetings. Mahodaye with respect. Suprabhatam. Suprabhatam is yukte good morning. Then Lata Bhagini is saying Namaste. She is also responding with the greeting saying Namaste. Kripaya Agachatu. Kripaya Agachatu is yukte. Please come. Agachatu. Agachatu means come. Kripaya. Please come. And then upavishatu. Once you are welcomed, then you are saying upavishatu. Please sit. Upavishatu.
Please sit.
Please sit.
Agachatu, is there a spelling mistake? Agachatu.
Yes, Mahodaya. This is actually the dirgha is not printed properly. It is agachatu. It should also be cha here. So I'll try to rectify this.
Dhanyavaadam.
Sarva kushal kushalam va sarvam kushalam va
am
kushalam kushalam va everybody is fine
na na sarvam kushalam va ityukte yes that is sarvam kushalam va ityukte is everything fine sarvam everything kushalam va fine is everything fine sarvam kushalam va Lata Bhagini?
Am, Kushalam. Yes, everyone is fine. Yes. Fine.
Etat Pustakam Katam Asti. Have you finished the book?
No. Etat, what is Etat? This.
This book.
Book. Katam. Katam we have seen. How?
How is?
How is this book? So you have sat down and now you are asking how is this book?
Okay.
Samyak asti. Kripaya patatu. Samyak asti.
Samyak ityukte?
Samyak ityukte asti. Is able to?
Samyak means good.
Good.
Samyak means good.
Good. Yes. Yes, Magadhyaya.
It is good.
Yes, it is good. Kripaya patatu.
Kripaya. Kripaya ityukte?
Please.
Patatu ityukte?
Please, patatu.
Patati.
Read.
Patati. Now it is.
Read.
Please read.
Please read.
Sita, Astu Patami. Okay, I will read.
Astu Bhagini, yes. So, we have seen Namaste Mahodaye is something that we have covered already. Supradhatam means good morning. Kripaya means please. Kripaya means again please. Astu. Astu means okay. Astu means okay.
Okay.
And Aam also we have seen. This is yes. Etat is our Sarvanama Shabdaha. We have seen this. Katham we have not covered. Yes, we have not perfect. Asti means is. It is available. Rest all we'll anyways come, we'll try to cover as we go forward. Astu Bhagini. Astu Tanyam Bhagini. Astu Tanyam Bhagini. Tanyam Bhagini. Astu. So next we have Raghava as Murugan Sharmaji Mahodayaha Mahodaya, and we have Ajayaha. Ajaya as Murugappan Mahodaya.
Astu Mahodaya.
Raghavaga. महोदय
अस्तु
अस्तु महोदय मुरुगप्पन् वदामि. नमस्ते नमस्ते, कृपया आगच्छतु, उपविशतु. राघवः
राघव महोदय.
Oh, I will, I get a little confusion. I am Raghav or Ajay?
Murugan Sharma ji Mahodaya is Raghav Mahodaya.
Okay, then, okay, then I will question.
Is...
Okay, I will understand. Okay. Namaste Mahodaya. Suprabhatam.
Namaste. Kripaya agachatu. Upavishatu.
Sarvam kuchalam va?
अहं कुशलम्.
एतत् पुस्तकं गतम् अस्ति?
सम्यक् अस्ति, कृपया पठतु.
अस्तु पठामि मा पठामि.
अस्तु अस्तु अस्तु
नमो नमः.
धन्यवादः महोदय.
धन्यवादः.
अस्तु महोदय अस्तु महोदय. वि हाव् गाट् the words namaste mahodaya mahodaye suprabhatam krupaya astu samyak and am, right? These are the words that we have tried to learn today, so we will continue this again. So for our homework, let me see if we have those words. Yes, so in the Abhyasa Pustakam, in the Abhyasa Pustakam we have covered till this page, which is 1.8, right?
1.8,
2.1, yeah. We have covered all of them. 1.9 also we have done it before the last week. We have done the Shashti Vibhakti, Sundari Sundaryah, अयोध्या अयोध्यायाः, दशरथः दशरथस्य, प्रथमः प्रथमस्य, द्वितीय द्वितीयस्य, तृतीयः तृतीयस्य, चतुर्थः चतुर्थस्य, लक्ष्मणः लक्ष्मणस्य, रामः रामस्य, भरतः भरतस्य, लक्ष्मणः लक्ष्मणस्य, शत्रुघ्नः शत्रुघ्नस्य, रामः रावणः रामस्य, कुम्भकर्णः कुम्भकर्णस्य. There were queries on this particular answer. I have posted in the document as well. But to revise, Mathura, Mathurayah Raja Agra. Yes, this is already there in the document, Bhagini. The document I have shared last week. I have pointed out that it is there.
Thank you, Maa.
You will be Ugrasenaha Putra. Ugrasenasya Putra Kamsaha. Kamsaha Kamsasya Bhagini Devaki. देवकी देवक्याः पतिः वासुदेवः, पुत्रः कृष्णः, कृष्णः नन्दगोपः, नन्दगोपस्य यशोदायाः च पालितपुत्रः अपि. कुन्ती कुन्त्याः पुत्रः अर्जुनः, सः अर्जुनः कृष्णस्य भगिनी भगिनी इट् इस् देर् सो कृष्णस्य भगिन्याः सुभद्रायाः पतिः, सुभद्रा सुभद्रायाः पुत्रः अभिमन्युः अभिमन्युः अभिमन्यु उत्तरा पतिरि उत्तरायाः पतिः. सो दिस् इस् समथिङ्ग् देट् वी हव् कवर्ड्. वि विल् एनिवेस् रिव्यू दिस् अगेन् इफ् देर् आर् डौट्स् फर् दिस् वीक् होम्वर्क्. प्लीस् ट्रै टु डू 2.1 अ 2.1 आ 2.2 till this part. 2.3 you can just practice. This is avashyakam, mastu, paryaptam. This is nothing to do, only these things you have to practice. Please practice the verbs that we have seen: gacchati, agacchati, patati, likhati, kridati, pibati, khadati, pashyati, asati, nayati. So we have the words associated with each of these as a diagram, and then you can form the sentence here, just like we have esha gacchati, esha gacchati, aham gacchami. For each of these words we have the exercise here: saha gacchati, aham gacchami, sa gacchati. Similarly agacchati, saha agacchati, saha agacchati, aham agacchami. So each of these words try to practice them here. and there is a small exercise for whether we should use avashyakam, mastu, paryaptam. We have a small exercise. Kinchit sharkara avashyakam va is probably right here, or sharkara mastu, something that you have to fill in. Just practice this as part of this week's homework. Also, so this is there in the document, Bhagini, Anita Bhagini. So on our website, if you go to our website, I have posted the answers as a document. You will be able to get it. So let me see if I can open it here. Okay, till 1.6 there are there. I will also append the answers for them later. So all of that will be there in this document. So after 1.6, I will append the answers here. Also, if they are not available, I think I have answered till 1.6 probably. So I will answer and add the other answers till 1.9 in this document. Also, that is also will be done. We will answer that here. And the other part that you asked is to break the ikaranta striling shabdaha for the shashti vibhakti. That will also, I will answer them and post it on our WhatsApp group. That will I'll do it. So any other questions for today?
No more.
So if So we'll end with the prayer. So Murugappan Mahodaya, can you please complete it with our prayer?
Aam Mahodaya.
Shanti Mantram.
Om Sarve Bhavant Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhatrani Pashyantu कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ.
अस्तु महोदय, धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
अस्तु, पुनः मिलामः.
पुनः मिलामः
आगामि सप्तमे. पुनः मिलामः.
धन्यवादः.
शुभरात्रि.
धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः. सर्वे.